This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Ah, Grody!
Here's the man that you fear most in football staring you right in the face.
Mark Grody.
I call him a maniac. Stone maniac.
Covering the Bears for 670 The Score.
You had to overcome the mystique. It was almost like an odor. He exuded a kind of a presence.
Co-host of the Take the North podcast.
His whole damn life was football. Wasn't driving a pretty car. Wasn't going to the local bar and pounding your chest, I'm the greatest. It was the opposite.
Mark Grody.
He was Moby Dick in a goldfish bowl.
Mark Grody with Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
Grody! Mark Grody is here, and you should stick around because at 6 o'clock tonight, the Take the North podcast is going to be doing a live show from the Performance Studio, the Blue Cross Blue Shield Performance Studio. Grody's going to be... Is that two Snickers bars that you've got?
Two Snicker bars for you two gentlemen.
What?
Which I have thieved from Hallis Hall. I will tell... Now, I got to give the Bears a lot of credit. They have put out a bucket, which has been there for like the last month, of whole Snickers the media. They have not been taken, and so I brought some for you guys.
That's incredible. Trent Dilfer told them to put buckets out a long time ago for Justin Fields.
Yeah. Has he called you guys back since he stopped coming on the show, by the way?
Well, he did a really bad job coaching a college football team, and then we haven't heard from him.
See what happens when you diss the Score.
By the way, you look great. That's an excellent jacket.
This is my performance jacket. That's what it is, man.
Studio jacket.
Is that suede? What is that?
Yeah, it is suede. Levi's suede. Found it like one of those, like, oh my god, like it was like on the wrong rack at a store. I'm like, that looks nice.
Yeah, it does.
And it was
cheap.
It's
the jacket.
It's all about the jacket. So here you go, Lawrence. Here you go. There's your stickers.
Over the Take the North t-shirt.
Thank you very much,
sir. That's very kind of you.
Very, very nice of you.
Just
very
two Snickers.
Nice of you.
And thank you to the Bears as well. They treat us very well when
thanks
it comes
to the Bears
food. Yes, absolutely. By the way, Dan Wiederer is on his way up here right this very moment to join me on Take the North from 6 to 7. He's one of the founding fathers, of course, of the Take the North podcast, along with David Haw and Adam Stanzitzky. I got to give him credit, too.
And Benjamin Franklin.
Who, from what I understand, not the greatest of guys in the world, Benjamin Franklin.
Really?
Yeah.
There's a lot of
stuff out there.
But a huge Bears fan. Like, really?
Yeah, big Bear. Yeah, five Bears, maybe. Not from here. We'll get to that, by the way.
There's a lot of Bears coming out a little bit later.
He was way ahead of the game in that regard of being a Bears fan. You know,
of course.
150 years before it would even...
Very, very early.
That is correct.
So the assistant coaches talked today. Who'd you get to hear from?
Yes, we got to hear from everybody today. The coordinators, the position coaches. But for you guys, you get the big names. We're giving you guys the coordinators here today, starting with... You all think I want to start with the offensive guy, but I'm not. I'm going to start with the defensive guy because from the defensive guy, I thought, relatively speaking... came some news on the potential expanded role of the recently minted and moneyed Kyler Gordon.
He's got coverage skills. He's highly intelligent. I think one of the things that impressed me the most was, you know, how they played him last year. They were kind of a field defense. He lined up to the field, but you know, he got into the box a lot. you know, and fit in the run game. And so I think he's got a really good understanding of how to fit there. And, you know, our nickels are going to have to fit in the run game. And so, you know, I think that was kind of one of the things that we thought was, you know, a pretty good fit for us.
Is there a player you've coached that has a similar skill set?
You know, look, really, I mean, honestly, I don't really like to get into, like, all the comparisons and stuff like that. I would say that, you know, a lot of things that we look for in the nickel position, you know, he has that skill set. I think the other thing that and I've talked to him about this is, you know, where do we find that second position for him? You know, where it's not just he's a nickel only, you know. Does he go outside and compete at outside corner? Does he compete some at safety? I've told him to, you know, that he needs to be learning both of those spots, and we'll figure out where that second position, you know, that where he can go and compete, and you know, hopefully we can find some more playing time for him.
Do you have a sense of whether he'd be a better outside corner or safety?
Yeah, he's played more outside corner, you know, so obviously that would be the comfort level, but some of the things that I see him do and the way that he fits in the run game tells me that he could be a fit, you know, at safety also. So, and look, we've had guys that have had the flexibility to play a lot of different positions. I think that's important in today's football, where you're not just locked into one thing, being able to be multiple and do a lot of different things. And so that's something that I think he can do. And as we get to know him better, spend more time with him, start to get out on the field with him a little bit more, we'll have a better feel for, you know, where that second position might be and where we want to try to work him.
That is some exciting, juicy football stuff.
I am jacked about the idea of this. And the reason why, Spiegs, is because this is what I want coaches to do. If you have a good thing or a player that you think can handle it, I want them on the field as much as possible. I don't care what position they're listed as.
Could not agree more. And it's especially in this league that is now, what, 70% nickel. So, because a lot of times you look at snap percentages like we all do on a Sunday night or a Monday morning, and you'll see, oh, look at that. The two starting corners played 100% of the snaps. Well, if Kyler Gordon is this good of a player in your secondary, he shouldn't play whatever percentage of snaps the other team decided to play.
Correct.
With three wide receivers. So that means when they get out of that and they're just using two wideouts, how do I keep Kyler Gordon on the field because he's damn good? So that's the beginnings of the creativity. And I got to say, I thought earlier that maybe cornerback like Tyreek Stevenson would feel the brunt of this. The more he talks, the more I think about Jaquan Brisker or the second safety position being where, like, no, I'll leave Tyreek here. We'll just move Kyler to a safety in air quotes where he could be in the run game still from a safety position.
Because he's not afraid of it.
It's interesting. When Kyler Gordon first came to the Bears, I remember his training camp, and what they did with him in his first training camp was they were doing that. They were playing him everywhere. And I think it got to the point where it was like almost too much at first. And then in his second year, they were like, all we're going to deal with you, you're going to be our nickel corner. We're not going to throw all sorts of other stuff at you. But here he is now, you know, almost 4 years later in a position where he has developed enough. He is good enough now that these players or these coaches, Ben Johnson and Dennis Allen, look at him and say, oh boy, this guy can play in a lot of different positions. He was a second-round pick, but he could have been a first-round pick. I mean, there were projections.
That's what Matt Miller actually told us earlier today, that we had him go back into his notes, and he said he had him at low first or second round.
Yeah, I think a lot of those guys, the draft experts, had that. So let's just not forget about how, like, he wasn't. This isn't like some random guy who the Bears found, you know, in the haystack.
No, that's a good recall by you on the fact that they used him all over the place. I remember that now, and then they decided to dial in on the nickel. But man, Lawrence, this is how you want coaches to think. Who do I have? How can I use them more? And it seems like Ben Johnson thinks that way offensively, and it's great to hear Dennis Allen think that way defensively.
You know what's cool about this too, Spiegs, is it's one thing for the front office to like you, and the front office gave Kyler Gordon a big old pile of money. It's another thing for that to happen at the same time that a new coach goes and like, no, that guy, right there. I like that guy. I can use that guy. He is perfect for what it is that I want to do.
And what that does as an organization, it lets you get more value out of your investment. You're going to go ahead and invest in him, and he's one of the highest paid nickels.
He is the highest paid nickel now.
Okay, but you start using him at a bigger percentage at other spots. All of a sudden, that money, that bottom line, looks better because you're using him more than any other nickel.
It's the 2010 tight ends that were really receivers, and they wanted to be paid like receivers, but they got paid like tight ends. And then they looked up at the end of it like, wait a minute, where's my damn money?
Mm-hmm. That'd be Martellus.
Martellus is one of those.
Martellus Bennett. Who was the...
Olsen. Olsen had a few different contracts.
Jimmy Graham.
Oh, yeah, he was the original. Yeah. He was the first one I remember being paid me like a wide receiver.
Yeah, like you're using me like a wide receiver. I'm getting 100 catches. Yeah. Use me like a wide receiver, pay me like
Speaking
one.
Speaking of offense, gentlemen, let us move on to the offense and the new young offensive coordinator of the Bears, Declan Doyle. Here he is talking about Caleb Williams and Ben Johnson.
I think Caleb is hungry for growth. I think that, you know, obviously the sky's the limit with his athletic ability, with his talent. But being around him, just the person himself, I think he really wants to do well. I think he wants to be great. I think it's really important to him. And, you know, he's been very open to accepting feedback, accepting coaching, and, you know, really starting to build that relationship where we're going to be able to build this thing and really hit his ceiling.
After watching Ben's offense in Detroit, what kind of stands out about what he's able to do over there?
I think stress the defense on every snap. I think that's the number one thing. The offense is built to put pressure on defenses in a number of ways. That could be how we align. That could be the tempo we're using. That's what stands out, you know, first and foremost. And then secondly, the commitment to the detail and the fundamentals. We were sitting in an offensive staff meeting, and he was talking about, like, the secret sauce is not scheme. The secret sauce is the commitment to the fundamentals and the fact that we're gonna uphold this standard every single day when we come in here. And you know, that's what stands out on the tape, is like you see exactly what they were coaching, and it shows up on the tape.
That's pretty cool that the fundamentals show up like that. I love the first part, Lawrence, about Caleb being hungry for the feedback and taking it well. That's a lot of pressure on Caleb to take it all and learn as much as he can, as quickly as he can.
I'm also impressed because, you know, Declan Doyle's a young dude, and he's making his way. He's going to be doing all the dirty work for the head coach. Impressed that he's comfortable.
You know what he called it today? The dirty work, because he was asked the question, what is it that you do here? And he said he considered himself a, quote, supplement. He is a supplement to Ben Johnson.
It's the best.
Yeah. He's a very serious, like, this is my first time with Declan Doyle. Very serious guy. You could tell he's very smart. Hey, this is not a guy who's going to be joking around a lot, which is fine.
Yeah, but that's fine. But, yeah, like, there was that video that circulated of him as a very young assistant when he was at the Senior Bowl one time, and he was talking about all the grunt work that he had to do, and he was so happy and willing to do it. And he's still that guy who's so young and advanced so quickly. He's happy to do whatever the hell he's got to do. He's an offensive coordinator in the NFL.
At 28.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you guys have a favorite supplement? Anybody? Shane, you take supplements?
B12.
I'm guessing, no,
B12. B12.
I get a B12 shot every month.
Oh, that's so awesome. Okay.
Fish oil.
Fish. Oh, yeah. I used to do fish oil. Yeah.
Magnesium.
Mm-hmm. You got to be careful when you burp, though, after the fish oil.
Danny, you know? Got a favorite supplement?
I do ashwagandha.
Oh. Tell us more. What
it
is the magic?
It helps calm you down. You know what I mean?
Okay. Calm you down.
Yeah.
Also, cocaine is a favorite supplement of mine. But I just take a little at a time.
Just a little bump. Little bump, yeah. Port's got a big bucket of it in his office, so yeah, just go in there every once in a while.
How y'all liking this cocaine?
I'm microdosing cocaine. Actually, I just take a tiny bit every 5 minutes. I take a tiny little bit.
I do have one more Declan Doyle.
Y'all, I brought this in from Cincinnati. They have a lot of it.
This is so much better than the cocaine in Nashville.
Hold
I'll
on
tell
a
you
second.
That.
Wouldn't those be more meth places, actually? Wouldn't those be more?
I don't
think he's got it all, dude. I'm not talking
meth,
about the
crank, all of it.
Chili. All of it.
Chili. What else do I hear up here? Declan Doyle. Okay, so there's one thing that.
Doyle.
Barstow back. So they're Declan Doyle. One thing we've been hearing about the Bears from this regime, this coaching staff from the very beginning, is look out. this training camp is going to be hard. And I keep wondering, like, what are we going to have two-a-days out there? What's going to be going on? Are we have full pad? We're going to break rules out there? So I took the question to Declan Doyle because he, again, brought that up today.
How do you guys go about making it harder or feeling that pressure? Because we've heard that, like, from the beginning of this regime.
Yeah. I think that that's an attitude and that's a standard. You know, the behavior that you walk by, okay, becomes the standard that you accept, and that's the new standard. Really, it's you're coaching it or you're allowing it to happen. And so every single thing that we're doing on a daily basis has to be held to that standard. And that's really a high level of communication from Ben at the very top to explain his vision to us, and then us holding our players, our other coaches accountable to that standard.
How do you feel like the players have responded to that? Like, has it been an adjustment to them?
I think they're very hungry for that coaching. I think they're very excited about Ben. You know, he walks into his first meeting and, you know, he is impactful when he speaks. I think they are really excited for, you know, a little bit of a change, and they're excited to meet that challenge. That's been my experience with the full group and the quarterbacks as well.
You know, there's an opportunity when you have this natural excitement of the new coach and an exciting new coach. And that's to install the stuff that matters as cleanly and efficiently as you can. I love hearing about coaching up the coaches, because we saw that that was an absolute failure of the last regime, making sure the coaches know exactly what you want and you can all get the message across together.
And is it any surprise that he said this group of players is hungry for
to be coaching?
Yeah.
They said it last year during the season.
They did. Yeah. They did tell us.
Like, oh, you noticed that, huh?
You know what would be good is if we got coached a little bit. It would be good.
Wow. These
Everyone
guys.
From the oldest to the youngest. Yeah. Remember that quote?
Oh, uh-huh. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yep. And it was the oldest that was doing the talking.
Yeah,
sure.
Mercedes.
Wow.
Yes. Are you guys ready? Shane, are you ready for HT? Richard
of
Hightower.
I wish it was all HT.
Yeah. Our favorite holdover.
He's back.
This is
One of only just a few holdovers, right?
Yeah. They're the Jim Dre, the tight ends coach, is still in the house.
Long time Jim Dre guy here.
Yeah, oh, I know. I know. He was available today, by the way. Oh, should have come on out. It would have been great. Hightower today, Richard Hightower, who coaches special teams for the Chicago Bears, was asked about the new kick returner, Devin Duvernay.
Devin specifically, you said?
That's right.
Well, I think Ryan and those guys have done an unbelievable job getting a lot of guys in. But if you're speaking about Devin is obviously got all the accolades that you guys can say. I will say we're going to call him Duvernay until he makes some plays, and then we'll refer to him as Devin. All right? Because we got a Devin around here that's the Devin. But anyway, just that's a challenge for Duve. But we had great conversations, and he's looking forward to competing. Nothing's going to be given. Obviously, we got an open roster spot there. Nothing's going to be given. He's looking forward to competing. But good question.
Okay, Richard, this is a two-time Pro Bowler, first-team All-Pro in 2021. Me thinks he's going to get the job, but good for Richard Hightower.
Oh, gets a couple extra bears for that, doesn't he?
Defending. We got a Devin around here.
Defending the honor of Mr.
Absolutely.
Hester.
Absolutely. Yeah. We have foregone the Richard Hightower is not from here part. So, yes, he does get an added bear, for
Devin
sure.
Devin Hester, you are ridiculous.
He's not the only one that received bears today.
Oh, my God, guys. I was a little bit overwhelmed by this. I'm going to just play a portion of Antoine Randall L., the local, the kid. Antoine Randall L., the new Bears wide receivers coach.
And assistant head coach, right?
And assistant head coach.
Interesting
title. Make sure
title.
We get that right.
Very interesting
title. He was great. I would encourage people to listen to his entire press conference, but I thought this was great. I don't know where to go with the Bears from here, but here it is.
What's it like to be here wearing a Bears hoodie and being back to Chicago?
It's pretty cool. Yeah, I can't express it enough just being back and being in the Bears hoodie. It's pretty cool. And it's just, you know, growing up and watching the Bears and rooting for them when we're not playing them type deal. So it's always been a thing for me to get back here, and the way it happened was pretty good. So I'm excited and I'm thankful more than anything.
What are your core memories as a Bears fan as a kid? What do you remember most?
I always remember the Super Bowl shuffle. I remember that, and I just remember the fridge and like like for me, it was it's like I was Willie Gault. I was the Gentry. Like I had a chance, and we played Tecmo Bowl with those guys, so it was a big deal. So those are the those are the memories. Really, was the Super Bowl years, and even coming up, like it was just like man. Because I always wanted to go pro in whatever came first as it relates to the sport. And, you know, I was like, man, could I have a play for the Bears? Like, that was always a deal. Now, that didn't happen. It almost happened somewhere between there, but I ended up going to Washington. But anywho, man, that's always been just going up and watching them. That Super Bowl and the shuffle and all that stuff and singing it and hanging out with it was always a good deal.
Oh, what'd you get up to over there, Lawrence? I should check it off the Bears.
I had 7 Bears.
Whoa. I mean, I don't know. Grody, you almost blacked out during that thing.
I was palpitating the whole time.
He was waiting for a kubasa.
The rhythm is back. Okay.
He got me. You know when he got me?
Tecmo Bowl.
Tecmo Bowl, oh, man. Yeah.
Is that still happening?
Oh. Tecmo Bears.
Oh, my God.
Is that going to be a thing?
I just want to play Willie Gault.
Honestly, you know when he got me?
I want to play Antoine Randall L.
When he really got me? Well, it was Dennis Gentry. Pinky, man.
Pinky. Yeah. That shows
number 29.
That shows depth of knowledge.
And appreciation, right. Third down draw, give it to Dennis Gentry. Down. You know what I'm saying?
That's incredible.
Yeah.
Good for him, man.
Yeah. Yep.
I mean, that's like, wow. That's lifelong dream type stuff.
He was talking about how now he visits his parents 2 times a week. He's got a couple of older grandmothers that he gets to hang out with. So it was just really good stuff from Antoine Randall L.
And,
today.
And as he said, like he wanted to go pro in whatever sport happened.
Well, wasn't he drafted by the Cubs?
I mean, he was football, basketball, and baseball star in high school. Obviously, he played basketball in college, right?
Did he play at Indiana? I covered high school basketball during his time downstate. So like the Peoria boys would go up against the guys up here. So
yeah, he was
familiar with him.
14th round by the Cubs.
Drafted by the Cubs, played hoops at Indiana while also playing football.
He talked about the hoops a little bit today. He said that he's probably the best basketball player in the building. He said he shot around with guys who shoot pretty well, but then he said, well, once we start moving actually playing, he said he would take over. So
yeah.
Yes.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Antoine Randall L.
Love that all those guys talked today. There's probably more meat on that bone for us.
There's a lot of meat on that bone for you guys.
Sacked by
Anthony Heron.
Heron. Oh, shout out to Big Ant.
I think he got him twice.
Brought him down, huh?
Yeah.
Did he just text you that?
No.
Okay.
He texted about Candace Bergen earlier.
Oh, he did.
That's a callback to something you weren't a part of.
Neither was I.
Uh-oh.
Oh, I was.
Porth, I think, heard the segment.
Uh-oh. He's probably getting text messages. They were talking about you and cocaine or something.
This is about you being a trafficker from Cincinnati.
What has the big city done to you?
Now that Porth heard it, he's got to take away all the cocaine.
Well, he just came in here and asked us, y'all want some cocaine? Nugget on
Y'all's
Randall L.
Y'all's gonna get me in trouble.
Weederer told me that Randall L. apologized to Dan Weederer.
For what?
Because he said he stole an Altoid off of his desk. So that was his introduction to Dan Weederer. So, and of course, Dan, it was like...
He stole an Altoid off Dan Weederer's desk?
That's right.
I didn't know Dan Weederer had a desk.
Well, no, we all have the carols.
Everyone has their own space.
Is that a carol? Is that what that's called? Yeah. And his carol is very close to the interview room where the interview subjects are lined up. So they abuse his space, basically. Him and Biggs's.
Wow.
Biggs's.
That's all right, man. Well,
and Dan Weederer is going to be with you in about 30 minutes in the Blue Cross Blue Shield Performance Studio as Take the North is being recorded live.
That is correct. We will be there. We're going to try to do a little audience participation during the show. We're going to have Jared Payton on the show.
Oh.
So we're going to have a blast. The hour is going to go very fast. Yeah. One other little nugget here. Dennis Allen asked if the pass rush is now a strength of the team with Dio Adangbo and Grady Jarrett being here. And he only said that is just a start. So makes me wonder.
Yeah, man.
I'm
really wondering how much they're going to address edge rusher in the draft.
Yes.
Which is a week from tonight. Yep. And knowing that what his defenses are and how he gets pressure from all over the place, I don't know that it'll be an edge rusher, but I would like it to be.
Groats, thank you very much for doing this. Good luck tonight. This is going to be a lot of fun. I'm going to walk past it after we get done with the show. I'm sure you guys are going to crush. Walk past.
No, of course.
I don't want to take anyone's spot.
I understand. You guys are more than welcome to come down. You get a free ticket for, you know, since I'm a permanent member of the Tributosaurus audience.
You are.
Yes.
You are, and you brought and us the Snickers.
Yeah, I did do that.
Yeah, you did. Yeah.
It's Bears. Bears. 10 Bears. Ten Bears.
It's the man.
Bye.
Bulls, when we come back, we have wanted to talk to people about the Bulls since the beginning of the show. You watched the debacle that was the play-in game last night.
Ugh.
Now we're going to open the phone lines and we're going to let you speak to us about the Bulls. 312-644-6767. What annoyed you about what you saw last night and the future of the Bulls? That's next here on The Score.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.